looks like we're all here. Could we get you to read the minutes for us?
Yeah. So it was on June 20th, 2024. Brandon discussed about purchasing a tilt deck trailer. And then around May 29th, we had $329,000 in the bank. And then we would have had a check coming for asphalt and oil for chip seal, about 80 miles, if there was more deposits put in. Yeah, it was a pretty short meeting.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Sorry, I thought it was an hour later.
Good. You were at the fair or something.
Yeah, yeah. You called me, chewed me out.
No, I just said you can stay at the fair. We're done.
Brent, you want
to get
the financial?
Oh, do we need to do a motion for the minutes?
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion we accept the minutes.
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you're done.
Okay, so year to date, we brought in $860,000. Half of that, roughly, was payment in lieu of tax from the state, $420,000. And we spent a fair amount of it, $681,000 roughly, on road-related type items. And then $900 on meetings. So cash on hand is $514,000.
What if we got to take that down to? What's our draw?
Oh, 25% of our revenues. So like we got more to draw.
$300,000. Three? I was thinking.
Yeah, another run between 250.
Okay. 250 ish roughly. Okay. Can you do that?
Yeah,
that'll
be down there next week.
Yeah.
It's
been long.
No problem. Buying some asphalt for
that'll
take it.
Is the lower price on oil helping on that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of.
Yeah, it just doesn't relate to anything. Mm-hmm. And corn and everything doesn't relate to the world. Okay.
So if you flip over to the next page, it shows our deposits that have come in throughout the year. So last year we brought in $1.1 million. This year we're at almost a million already. So we have some smaller ones yet to go, but we're getting close to the end.
Why did we take such a huge dump in that lieu of tax? What kicked in this year versus last year?
I don't have a clue.
Do you know? Okay.
That stuff comes in. I kind of think that $409,000 last year was the payment in lieu of tax. I probably titled it wrong.
Okay.
So it's typically close to the same amount.
What I was thinking it was. Okay.
I probably just put the wrong source.
Flipped them.
Identifier on it. So we're doing well. Bringing in some money. That'd be over $1 million, which will trigger the audit. So, not great. So this is where our money's gone since the last time that I reported, which is in March. And you can just kind of walk down through there. $28,000 on oil, $8,000 on cutting edges, $32,000 on mag.
That's way, that's probably half. That's what you said you were going to do.
What?
Cut mag back.
Yeah, we didn't cut any mag. The county picked up. We didn't cut back our things this year. We're maintaining everybody's happiness right now.
Well, that's good.
The land all, that's a piece of equipment. I can't remember what that was. Is that the trailer?
Tilt deck trailer. Okay. So we use it to haul our chipper around with.
$69,000.
So did you buy that or? Okay. You can say, I hope that's not a rental.
No. I do want to weigh in. They're expensive. Everything's expensive. So.
I see some asphalt in there. The audit fee, $2,700. Striping, $35,000. A little bit of postage, more road repairs of $25,000. And then oil, the chipping. Oh, wrong direction. $25 for business registration. It's Lieutenant Governor's.
Yeah. Have you ever talked about buying a striker, or is it not worth it?
Is it worth it?
Yeah, I don't think so.
And then I did see the payment request come in that you just sent out. I haven't even cracked it open, so I don't know what
it's for. More of the patch.
In 2000, what do you think?
Bring the asphalt overlay on it, a couple miles.
So, like, the rest of the road, like past Ray Lyman's, or like David Andrews, or that area?
Oh, where Andrews, yeah, through there. So, from Ashby Road, we'll go out to 5,500 or somewhere on there. It's 100,000 a mile, so.
100,000 a mile?
For 1 inch.
Yeah.
So we'll
Is that
spend,
west side?
Yeah. The other side's cheaper, but you still gotta go get it. And by the time we go get it, it's 6 inches.
It's the same.
Yeah. And this stuff is hot. You know, you're not getting it cold.
Yeah.
So, what happens to them semis is it bridges over the top of them, and then you got this much hard you gotta try to deal with.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work, especially in October.
No. You got any more sealing to do?
Oh, yeah. Go back and start over again. Yeah. So there's a lot.
Did we get any washouts on the desert this year?
Yeah, like every road.
Every road.
There was a couple of good gushers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're bad. Holden got the worst.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Holden that bad.
Really?
That's the worst.
Well, they got hit a few years ago.
Yeah,
it was worse.
It's over 35 years ago before we had it.
Is that the same one that went over?
It went through the whole freaking county.
Yeah.
It started in Garrison and it went through Holden.
It's all your roads on the way.
Every one of them. I kid you not.
Between Scipio and Salina.
Yeah.
Same story.
2.5 inches at Scipio Summit, and there's more than 2 inches at our place.
We're going to think about ripping this road out.
DOT,
like
I think, spent.
Yeah.
They've spent
probably. We're going to rip it and just channel the water.
They're still working.
It was flooding, about flooding his house.
Well, you would have been in trouble if you did that.
I don't care. Yeah. We fixed it. It ain't worth flooding somebody's basement.
No. Mm-hmm.
We've done that before.
We ain't doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. Asphalt's cheap when you only have this much go across the road. You can drain a lot of water quick.
Yeah.
You did a good job on the road.
Yeah, but we just got done chipping it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you finish, Brent?
Yep.
Do you want a motion?
Sure.
Motion to approve.
Go ahead. Well, you're the chairman. You can't make a motion.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a voting member, right?
No.
Okay. So I thought.
You're free to give your input if you want.
Yeah. In fact, would you like to tell us what the county's doing and what we can do different? And
as far as the roads go,
yeah.
I think these guys are doing an awesome job.
Yeah, they are. So.
Brandon keeps up on all the latest stuff and checks it out and makes sure it's good and then figures out a way to buy it.
Sure. Yeah.
Try to keep everybody happy.
Sure. Yeah.
The Class B road money or any of that stuff, I know, is always being played with in this state.
I haven't heard
really
that they're reducing it any. We got that special one-time funding, and I don't
that's
know.
That's coming back again.
Is it? Good.
Is it? Yeah, but it's only like 8% of what the one, well, we get $1.7 million. But we should get $130,000 every year. That's what they told me the other day.
Mm-hmm. That's just federal highway money, or that's just infrastructure money?
RTIF. Have you heard of that? I don't even know what that stands for. I don't know.
Artificial.
I don't know. But if they want to give me $130,000, that's well. I think it's $1.7 million last year. So that bought us a chipper and a loader. And, well, that's it. On some oil. That's all.
Wasn't it that there were only
certain
number,
counties.
Yeah, and then everybody else found out about
it,
so they wanted a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
There were some stipulations on who could get it and who couldn't.
Yeah, it's probably a certain class of counties.
I can't remember what it was. It had to be rural, for one, but I don't know. It's on that. If you get on that Class B road funds to the state and see what we get or what anybody gets, there's a column in there that says RTIF, RTIF. And it'll tell you what counties get what and what cities get what, because the cities got it too.
Well, the cities did too.
It's all the Democrat money to try and buy everybody.
Yeah.
Trying to buy our votes. Huh?
Yeah. That's what the 1.7 was.
I'll take that every year.
Yeah.
That helped a lot.
Yeah.
But we'll do the asphalt next week and just maybe buy some salt in case we run short on the county side. So,
lots of transportation projects in Miller County this summer.
Yeah. A few. For them to get Hells to finish the work out here.
Yeah.
I was out there arguing with them. So going into Magnum, they have a cattle guard, you know, and the easement is right there on the cattle guard. Well, they stop 20 feet on this side of the cattle guard on their easement side. They won't patch to the cattle guard. They won't put a new road there.
Hmm.
So it's like, why do you guys go to the easement?
Yeah.
So Keith Meinhardt's looking into it, but he's like, once they made the decision, they're not going to.
Yeah.
But why would you quit halfway through an approach on their easement side?
Yeah.
You know?
Huh.
It's... when everything's there, the hot mix is there, the machines are there.
Yeah.
You know, but that happens a lot. Yeah. The state of Utah just goes, yeah, we're going to do this and you can take care of the rest.
Don't they do that at
on your side
their gloves on
yeah.
that intersection?
Yep.
Aren't they the same way?
Yep. I gave it to Fillmore City though.
Did you?
Yeah. They incorporated it, so we're like, okay, it's yours now.
That corner, that's not yours.
No. Well, no. Coming so in this direction is. And from the north it was, and the south.
Yeah.
But when they incorporated it, it took everything but the west intersection.
Okay.
So we still put the signs in it because Fillmore City
won't do it.
Not what we need. They're going to kill somebody on that intersection.
Oh, I watched a car come off the freeway. Didn't stop at the freeway and didn't stop.
Semis don't stop either.
Yeah. I know I've had to stop and let them go because...
yeah.
The county adopted a new transportation plan. So what does that mean for...
we got all the roads mapped for Class D and stuff, which was the main thing we needed to get done.
New roads,
yeah.
Future roads.
Yeah. And then they came up with ideas for bike paths and things like that.
A lot of it's out north of town, some roads out north of town. Did you see the map?
I didn't see the map. I just saw the article in the paper. And
see, I went on the site. I was going to put comments. And
it didn't have anything to do with Class D roads, right?
Class B?
Class D.
Class
roads. Right, which are all the BLM, well, or Class, yeah, Class
2477
D. Yeah. So those have all been mapped, but I think Pat said that, you know, this did include those, but it was more like the arteries or around the communities or...
yeah, so it'd take Cedar Mountain Road and make it straight to tie into the highway instead of making those jogs.
Nice.
Yeah, so but
ruins a nice
house. Who's to say it'll ever happen? That's in the plan.
Yeah. You have to cut through that field to get.
Yeah,
make it straight.
Cut the
power pole. There's a major power pole that's right there too.
Yeah. There's a couple cars that go that way once in a while.
Yeah, it's usually the sheriff's office. They've done it a few times. Cruising through there in the winter and go right through it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Slick.
Yeah, I think Rick Carter took out that power pole once.
Wow.
There's been a couple of deputies.
So,
they've been bad since we put that flashing stop sign up.
Yeah, that's nice.
Someone will steal it and stick it in their bedroom. We've had that happen a few times.
Oh dear.
East Siders, huh?
Yeah,
No.
Lone Tree is worse. I hate to see that kid's bedroom, but he's got a few. They're bright, too.
You see a flashing light going off in somebody's house?
Yeah, I'm going to go knock on the door. That's $3,000.
Oh my gosh.
We got to do that training tonight.
What are we training?
You weren't letting that run the whole time we were talking?
You can keep talking.
Good about that. I gotta go home.
Yeah.
So, Vicky gotta stay too? Or she has to stay out?
I think you both have to stay.
No, I never stayed one.
Are you sure?
Not in 11 years.
I think if you stay, it counts, and you don't have to take it anywhere else.
There you go.
Yeah, don't you have to go through the training anyway?
Which one is it?
Opening public meeting. Yeah.
Probably not.
Whatever the policy for the county is.
I may as well do it here.
It's just a video.
Get credit for that.
Did you want to see it?
No, I think I've seen it before.
I was going to say, how many times have we watched? Once a year?
Once a year.
Turn it up.
How long is it? No, that's as long as it goes.
2 minutes?
Too long.
You can watch pictures.
Yeah, we'll watch the pictures.
Yeah, it's 8 minutes long.
So what's considered an open?
Yep, I never done it before.
It's when a public body quorum, also known as meets to discuss or act upon government business. It includes the meetings sometimes referred to as workshops or executive sessions. Regular meetings, public hearings, electronic meetings, are all open. Open and public meetings don't include.
How do you guys do this training at the county?
I take all the training and they tell me I need to do it.
UAC provides a forum when they have some of the
public hearings happen when a
government or the county attorney
proposes or
increases somewhere or
transfers.
We're going to start to the corner.
These things are every 2 years.
Posting requirements and while the insurance company provides an electronic meeting.
I've watched a lot of videos like this and answered questions.
Yeah, any more online.
The government body must
have so I've probably done this one.
No,
I bet you have.
Good, you can answer the questions. You can answer the questions when the questions come up.
We'll be here to answer.
In order to hold the meeting, the best notice that's feasible is provided at the time.
You probably remember it better than I did.
An attempt is made to contact all governing body members, and the governing body majority approves the meeting. An open and public meeting may be closed
to
discuss any of the following.
A
person's character, competence, or health, collective bargaining, litigation, certain real property transactions, including any form of a water right or watershed.
You're playing with the big dogs.
Security personnel, devices, or systems deployment, investigations of criminal misconduct, and private or protected information for the Utah Reserve.
So how's your daily commute?
A closed meeting may be held only if the quorum is
used to the road. You don't go to sleep.
Two-thirds of the county
created.
But we don't tell you what to do.
No,
quick math lesson. 2 divided by 3 equals 66.7%.
Originally,
let's say your governing body has 5 members present. If 3 out of 5 members vote yes, that equals 60%, which is not equal or greater than 66.7%, which means you're 1 member short and would need 4 out of 5 members.
SRS money.
During a closed meeting, the governing body can't interview someone applying to fill an elected position, discuss filling a midterm vacancy or temporary absence, discuss the character, competence, or health of the person whose name was submitted for consideration.
Do they pick the new board members when you need them, or do you just actually
contract or
like we do with most of the special
service
districts?
Or pick a vote, unless it's a vote on a motion to end the closed portion of the meeting.
We throw a few names.
When a governing body closes a meeting, the following must be publicly announced.
Reinstate here, and it's up to them to find the replacement for the role.
The reason or reasons for holding the closed meeting. The
see who you call into it.
You gotta find your replacement.
Bribe them however you must, huh?
Yeah.
Well, planning commission
the closed
didn't
meeting
that
is discussing a person's character, competence, or health.
3 terms on that.
Or,
yeah, they don't give you $60 every meeting,
or system or several other
incentives,
mostly related
time.
To state bodies or project
entities. Say it was 3 when I was in there, and we moved it to 5.
However, the presiding member needs to sign a sworn
commission
state of touch. The closed meeting is
first year they did it, there was just 3.
Reporting must be made.
And that was one of them.
Date,
like,
time, and place of the
meeting. Work anymore.
Names of members present and absent. And names of all others.
The sheriff
except where disclosure
went after this money.
Confidentiality necessary.
The county could use the money for recreation or something else.
Regular
public
meetings require 24 hours
to recreation.
The public notice.
But, you know, we've always just been committed as a
date,
commission.
Time, place.
I mean, the road department needs it.
Public meeting agendas need to
leave it alone.
Specify
it works pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Each topic,
as you can see, we
have separate agenda items.
We buy stuff and we give it
the
to
governing body. May not
county.
Consider
we don't undertake ownership.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't on the
Yeah, we don't know.
New topic is on ownership. We could be more.
We own Brent.
And then we could actually go to the body to discuss and buy the equipment. And then
however, final action may not be taken.
Just let Brandon do that so he gets what he wants, and then we just make it pain.
He's holding regular meetings scheduled in
he
advance.
He finds some good deals.
Need to provide annual notice of the entire year's meeting schedule.
You do good.
The notice must include date.
Yeah, do you have to do that? Big rodeo arena, all the seats and stuff.
In a public location, so that's the location where the movie is.
When they did it, they got some friends, and then they got some zero interest loans. But part of the deal was the demolition derby.
Typically, it's posted on the public website.
And the rodeo, $20,000 a year, and then that motorcycle.
However, it's the governing body. As well as trade evidence that can be accessed on their website, archives.com.
So was that through the Six County?
I don't know where it got.
CJGB money or whatever it is.
I don't know where it got.
Written minutes of the date, time, place,
they're
of the meeting.
Pretty worried about
the members present.
I don't know.
Well, they have to. One time, before I was a commissioner, they did some big economic development deal in Fillmore. And they got some money through Six Counties, like $500,000 for some company that was going to come in. And they'd come in and they bought a bunch of equipment and the county paid for it. In the middle of the night, they brought some trucks in and hauled it all out and left. And we had to pay that money back over a 10-year period. The county did.
Wow, because somebody, two businesses in different counties than us, went under and they had loans or grants from Six County,
yeah.
And they divided up with all the counties, and we had to pay part of it.
Yeah. So you got to pay that money back. So you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people out there just trying to such rip counties off.
So if your building arena goes upside down, then it's possible another county would have to fund some of that.
I hope we don't have to chip in and pay for it.
Yeah.
If it came through Six County, we would.
Entities must establish and implement procedures for the public bodies.
But I think they pay.
They would have to be responsible.
I think they pay over $100,000 in prize money at that demolition.
Individual,
yeah, it's one of the better ones in the state. And it's a national,
yeah.
It's a national qualifier.
Make pending minutes available.
Well, they can quit that before we have to say anything.
Within 3 business days after approving written minutes of an open meeting, make approved minutes and any public materials available at the Utah Public Notice website.
The test for
primary office.
No.
And
you didn't
give
the test.
Within 3 business days after holding an open meeting,
make an audio recording. We've got Darren here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We,
it'll look familiar, I'm sure.
Okay. So true or false, public meeting pending minutes, approved minutes, and recordings are not public records under Grandma.
That's false.
Correct. Okay, multiple choice. A majority of governing board members attend the same church and may be in the same room at the same time. What should they do? Have some governing body members find a different church, make sure enough governing body members will not attend the same week, provide notice of a public meeting. Nothing, this falls within the chance of social meeting.
Chance of social.
Yes.
Means we can't go to church together.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to church.
Alternate weeks.
I can only go every other week.
True or false, a governing body is required to provide citizens a reasonable opportunity to speak during a public hearing.
True, true.
Correct. True or false, regular open and public meetings require 24 hours notice. The public notice includes the meeting agenda, date, time, and place. Notice is posted at 1. On the public body's website, 2. In a public location, such as the location where the meeting will be held, 3. The Utah Public Notice website.
That's true or false?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Last one. Which of the following is an example when a public hearing is required? Adopting a budget, imposing a tax, increasing a fee, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Can we pass?
Yes.
That's it.
Good job. All done.
It's getting shorter.
I was going to say, it seems like that shorter.
Seems like there are like four sections the one time.
Yeah.
You'd have to stop and do the questions and then replay it. And
yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that makes it, it finally had to take it.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Well, whatever it took, I'm glad it's shorter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What other, for audit purposes, do we have to train? It seems like there's always something on there that...
I think we got dinged on... we don't have all of our directors' information listed on the state's webpage. So, like...
Oh, we don't?
They want your phone number and email addresses and all that.
I thought we gave them all that.
I don't think we have.
Darn,
I thought we took
a
position we were not going to give it to them.
Yeah, okay.
So,
just take the ding.
It's not hurting anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go over a million, then we've got to do the...
That's it. It just costs a little more.
Just costs a little more. Okay.
Hey, Gordon.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, that's his motion.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I will second that.
Okay, all in favor.
All right.
Let's go.